Welcome back to JR Morning on a Monday, and you know that it's time for Monday Munchies. And
we
have in studio with us this morning, Hamilton's Corktown. And with us is Chef Cortez Reinhardt and Andrea McInnes, who is the Director of Food and Beverage. Lady and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate you.
So Hamilton sits inside the Godfrey Hotel in the heart of Corktown, but it isn't just, you know, another hotel restaurant, because we know there are a lot of hotels with restaurants inside. But it's built on the site where Hamilton Carhartt opened the factory in 1905. So when you're cooking in a space that kind of, you know, has that kind of industrial and labor history, how does that story kind of show up on the plate, if it does at all?
I would say I think our menu is very centric around community. So our restaurant is a big open floor concept. A lot of our tables are bigger tables for larger parties and families. Mm-hmm. So I think just the thought of, like, the working class, being of the working class, keeping that in mind, everything we put on a plate, we keep the idea of, can this be shared with multiple people, or if you're by yourself, enjoy a nice time out.
You know, Corktown is really having a moment right now.
They really are.
The train station opening up, mm-hmm. Restaurants, hotels, other businesses. I mean, talk about the energy that you feel in the neighborhood and the ability to serve customers there.
So our view is of the brick road, classic in Corktown. Yeah. So it's a beautiful view, kind of floor to ceiling window. So you get that natural light when the sunset hits. We can see the sunset actually reflect off the MGM Grand building. So it's a great view. And then also our rooftop on the top seventh floor overlooks like the downtown area, as well as behind Corktown on the rear side, so you get kind of like a 360 view.
Sounds pretty perfect for a day like this.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Andrea, you're Director of Food and Beverage. Tell us exactly what you do.
So basically, I oversee the whole department. Mm-hmm. I work side by side, I would say, with the chefs and really develop the concept and, you know, figure out what it is we're trying to bring to our guests. And to Detroit in general, like Cortez was saying, we definitely look, when I think of Detroit, it's the manufacturing,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the hardworking blue collar person. And that's really who we're trying to appeal to, because that's who we are at the end of the day.
Yeah.
When I think of food and beverage, I think of it's a trade. Right.
Yeah.
Just like working in automotive or, you know, plumbing or anything like that.
Sure.
Food and beverage is a true trade, and it keeps everybody fed.
You know, when you present food to people now, how has that changed over the years? Because, you know, a lot of people now are wanting smaller portions. So talk about how that has changed over the years, or people, you know, eating better and wanting smaller
Fresher
portions.
Ingredients.
Yes.
So that's one thing our new menu is definitely geared towards and focusing is that healthier options and smaller portions. We're still going to offer that family style.
Sure.
If that's what our guest is looking for. But we also want our guests to feel, you know, like they can come there and have a nice small salad or, you know, a smaller dish of a chicken meal rather than these big old portions that you're normally finding out at restaurants.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And really trying to stay away from fried food.
Okay, great.
And just really fresh ingredients. As you commented, no tomatoes in the refrigerator. That is true. We definitely don't keep the tomatoes in the refrigerator. It is very fresh. We get fresh ingredients in every day.
Indeed.
You know, you're also welcoming a lot of folks as, you know, restaurant and a hotel to the city, right? As rolling out the red carpet for the world, how has that played out? I mean, are you seeing a lot more people coming to Detroit? How are they interacting with you and the menu?
I think, being a hotel, you get a lot of traffic, a lot of different events happening, as well as, like, we host weddings in our banquet hall. So just a lot of different activations going on. So I think the community gets that different, like, view of things happening in one space, which you typically don't get in, like, a standalone restaurant. So I think it's just a lot of fun things going on, especially when we have things like when the Pistons were in the playoffs, people coming in from out of town, Big games, teams traveling, so a lot going on, a lot of moving pieces.
We want more celebrations like they just had in New York.
Oh, yeah. Possible,
right? Yeah. Exactly. Andrea, you know, there's this growing expectation now that restaurants are more than just places to eat, you know, and so their experiences and spaces and even storytelling types of platforms, how intentional are you about creating that kind of sense of narrative about Hamilton?
So we thrive on the homage of, you know, Hamilton Carhartt. So our team members are dressed in Carhartt bibs, right? We're trying to express that this is, you know, where the blue collar came from and continues to be. And, you know, we want to appease to everybody, but at the same time, we're a neighborhood. We're a local Corktown neighborhood place, and we look to really inviting our locals in and having it be a place that, you know, you want to come once a week. We do on Tuesday nights, we do a sip and spin where down in Hamilton, you can bring in your own records, listen to, you know, and have some drinks and some food. And, you know, if people don't bring records, we have some there. And yeah, so it's really, you know, wanting to get that, you know, hometown place feeling and, you know, just a nice vibe to it.
That's it.
Yeah. Real chill. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what percentage of those records are Motown is my question. It's gotta be pretty high, right?
You know, I will say we definitely have, couple of followers that definitely have brought in some great music, which is a lot of fun. But you definitely get the mix. You get the Motown, you get the rock and roll.
Get a little rap or something. Yep. Yeah, a little hip hop. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, surprisingly enough, you do. Yeah. You know, those vinyls are out, and it's open and welcome to everybody.
I think the we should make sure that every Michigan artist out there, like Madonna, who just dropped her new album,
that's right,
know where to come to debut that.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. That's the place. Tell people where you are and how they can get more information.
So we are right downtown Corktown. We look at the Brick Road, and right across from us is McShane's. And to find out about us, our website is always a good place. Mm-hmm. We have a great Instagram page that is full of our fun activations and soon our upcoming menu that goes out this Thursday on the 18th. You'll see pictures of that posted on there and any activations that we are having.
Sure.
Yesterday, we did our first brunch above the city.
Okay.
So that's up in our IO rooftop lounge, and we served brunch up there, and we had our house DJ that we just brought on. She was, you know, mixing up some music up there for us. So we're looking to start that once a month.
Okay.
So we're really excited about that, trying to, you know, have a great view and some great vibes while you have that nice breakfast and sip on some drinks.
Well, listen, we appreciate you coming in. Chef Cortez Reinhardt, Andrea McInnes, Director of Food and Beverage for Hamilton's in Corktown. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jeff Donofrio, it's great having you this morning, my friend.
Thanks for letting me sit in, Lloyd.
And I'm glad you got up early this morning.
Hey, you know, I've got a whole day ahead of me now.
You do. I mean, the day is still long.
Right.
And thank you for joining us this morning here on JR Morning. All Talk is next with Kevin Dietz on WJR.